What and how we eat can be a determining factor in the health of our bodies. Turns out, it also makes a difference in the health of our environment. This is Issues of the Environment on 89.1 WEMU, and I'm David Fair. Have you ever had a meal kit delivered to your home? There's a lot of folks that love them, and it would appear that it might be more environmentally friendly than going to the grocery store. Our guest this morning has been researching that very issue. Shelley Miller is Director of the Program in Environment in the University of Michigan School for Environment and Sustainability, and thank you so much for the time today, Shelley.
Thanks so much for inviting me.
So through this process and research, did you actually have occasion to go ahead and try out some of these delivered meal kits?
So we did. We actually had a number of undergraduate students who went out and they cooked a whole bunch of meals. So they ordered meals from a meal kit company and then tried to replicate the exact same meals with a grocery store.
Just anecdotally, did they like one better than the other?
So everything they did was the exact same meal kit company, but they actually looked at a variety of different types of proteins. So they had a chicken meal and a salmon meal and a hamburger meal and then a couple vegetarian options.
And what was the overall review? Good?
So very good, and they learned how to cook in the process. So it all worked out pretty well.
Benefit. Well, it certainly seems like a great convenience, particularly if you're working full-time, taking care of kids, going to various family and school activities. But we found in other areas of our life that sometimes convenience comes at an environmental cost. What was the scope of the study and comparisons?
So one of the things that people are really concerned about with the meal kits are all the single-use plastics that
right.
are involved with. If you've never had a meal kit before, basically it arrives in a box at your doorstep, and all of the ingredients for the meal you're going to cook are already laid out for you in perfectly proportioned ingredients. And that usually means lots and lots of little bags and boxes and baggies.
So that's a landfill issue.
It is a major landfill issue and one that people are really worried about. So then at the end of the day, they cook the meal and they look at all this plastic at the end and they say, wow, okay, this has to be bad for the environment. So one of the things we were interested in is, are meal kits actually that much worse than grocery store meals?
So let's start here. We know that food waste is a major problem. Did the research bear out that there is less food waste with those pre-prepared delivered meals than what we might produce in going to the grocery store and then cooking for ourselves?
It does. And that was actually the major result of the study, is that the grocery store meals actually had more impact than the meal kits, largely because meal kits have less food waste overall.
And our eyes are always bigger than our stomachs, aren't they?
It is. And also it's more of an institutional issue as far as how foods are packaged. And often when we go to the grocery store, we often have to purchase in higher quantities than we actually end up using. You know, you might be cooking 2 chicken breasts, but you can only buy chicken breasts in packages of 3. What are you going to do with that last chicken breast? And so one of the things our study took into account is how people actually behave and use those excess food items that you get in the grocery store. We do use a lot of them as far as cooking leftovers
right.
and cooking other meals, but then some of that, you know, the chicken breast might go into the freezer, get freezer burned, and 3 months later you end up throwing it out.
So the USDA estimates that 30 to 40% of the U.S. food supply is lost to waste. With the increasing popularity of these delivered meal kits, might we project forward and guess that we're going to start to see the figure go down?
So that would certainly be the hope, although meal kits are a pretty small fraction of overall what foods we consume.
Sure.
And that 30 to 40% number is huge, and it also comes in various parts of the supply chain. So that comes from everything from restaurants making huge portions that we don't actually eat, the distribution to grocery stores where grocery stores basically have to overstock and end up throwing out perishable items that
right.
don't get sold by their sell-by dates or their use-by dates. And so it happens throughout the supply chain. And certainly it also happens in our household refrigerators as well, where we have a little bit too much perishable foods for the week, and some of those end up spoiling.
Well, I'm glad you started to go down that road. Issues of the Environment in our conversation with Shelley Miller continues on 89.1 WEMU. Shelley is Director of the Program in Environment in the University of Michigan School for Environment and Sustainability. Greenhouse gas emissions, a huge issue in agriculture. We also mostly use our individual cars to make all of those trips back and forth to the grocery store. All of those big delivery trucks constantly on the road delivering the food to those stores. Is there a big difference in the manner in which the supply chain is carried out and its effect on greenhouse gas emissions?
So there definitely is. So when we're talking about meal kits, the meals that get delivered to our households as opposed to actually going to the grocery store, the meal kits actually have a much lower carbon footprint when we're talking about transportation. That's because it is one small box on a larger truck that is making lots of deliveries over its route. It's what we call the last mile. And so the last mile of a meal kit is actually much smaller than our grocery store meals, where we generally have to get in our car, drive to the grocery store, and then back from the grocery store. And that ends up being more miles per meal for the grocery store meals.
Are there variables that I'm not considering here? Now, some who order these meal kits are living alone. Some have families of 2 to 4. Then there are the families with, you know, 6 to 8 and even more. Are the variables in there all come out equal, or is there differences?
Absolutely, there's differences, and individual results do vary. We looked at sort of average U.S. household data as far as food waste rates, as far as transportation distances, and a number of other factors. But the important thing to highlight in the study really comes down to this issue of food waste. If you're able to reduce your food waste through either better meal planning or actually really trying to think about what you're actually consuming and the types of food you're consuming, that really is the highlight of the study.
Once again, we're talking with Shelley Miller, the director of the program in environment at the U of M School for Environment and Sustainability. So based on estimated 2018 figures, meal kit deliveries were about a $3.1 billion industry with a growth rate of about 22%. So it's most certainly trending up. But as you mentioned, it is just a very small part of the food supply and food chain at this point. Should meal kit deliveries become more of the norm? I would assume we would see a reduced need for brick-and-mortar stores. Has looking into the business and employment implications been a part of the study as of yet?
So we haven't looked at business and employment particularly, but one of the things we're actually interested in is what's going to actually happen, not in the U.S., but in developing countries, those that don't already have the brick-and-mortar stores. Are they actually going to leapfrog into more of a direct-to-consumer model?
And how would we use that here in the United States to kind of make determinations about how we go about producing and delivering our food for the future?
Well, and so a lot of it is just being a mindful consumer, trying to think through how we're actually using our transportation. Are there ways to link our trips together so we go to the grocery store as well as a number of other things when we're actually out in our car? And many of us do that already, but can we be more mindful about when we're taking our car out and how we're doing it? And, of course, this idea of food waste. Are there ways to reduce our overall food, the impact of our overall food, and reduce the amount of food that actually goes wasted? Certainly, single-use plastics are an issue, and we want to reduce those as well, and many of the meal kit companies are trying to reduce those. But we're certainly seeing overall an improvement from the meal kits versus the grocery store, all things being equal.
And I just want to make this very clear. Based on what we know as of now, direct comparative life cycle assessment, you consider food waste, supply chain, greenhouse gas emissions, the delivered meal kits are better for the environment.
That is conclusive as far as our study shows, that we really do see that the meal kits, largely because of their proportioning of ingredients, ends up being better than the grocery store meal.
All right, stepping outside of science for a moment, I want to talk a little bit about our relationships. This, in fact, becomes a greater part of our lives in the U.S. Do we potentially lose something culturally? I mean, planning and cooking together, it's a part of the life experience that builds and keeps relationships. It's also one of the ways we pass along family and community traditions. Is there a trade-off to be had there?
So I actually think there's been some ideas that the meal kits are actually a good way of helping keep that community and cooking relationships going. A lot of folks who are using meal kits for the first time are actually learning how to cook and actually cooking rather than, you know, potentially doing takeout or fast convenience food. And so this is actually a great opportunity to say, hey, you know what? What's for dinner? Well, the meal kit company has determined that for you, but is actually taking you step through how to actually have a home-cooked meal.
Lessons I would be well advised to learn. Shelley, thank you so much for the time and for the information today. I most appreciate it.
Thank you.
That is Shelley Miller. She is director of the program in environment in the University of Michigan School for Environment and Sustainability, sharing her expertise on today's edition of Issues of the Environment. This regular Wednesday feature is produced in partnership with the Office of the Washtenaw County Water Resources Commissioner. I'm David Fair, and this is 89.1 WEMU-FM and WEMU-HD1 Ypsilanti.